Can we circle back to something that you started, but we obviously never finished because we never do?
Yeah.
Which was, you were asking the three of us what we invest in. We never actually got to talk about
what it. What I said was that John obviously invests in like miniatures. That's one thing he invests
in. Right.
I got a cousin on socials, always complaining. Look at here's the crinkle of the wrapper. All whenever I speak to him, he's like, I'm hard done. Like, you know, he's in between jobs. Like, he's career focused, so he doesn't want to take any shitty job to make, you know, a base salary. He wants to focus on his career, which I commend. I've got no problem with that. But every other story on his Instagram is like kicks, like a pair of kicks. Right. Where the fuck are you getting these things from? I was like, forget it, man. Don't even ask. I'm like, what do you mean? I haven't bought a new pair of shoes in like 2 years.
But a shoe dealer.
Yeah, but he's got like 1,000 pairs of kicks, you know. It makes no sense.
Bulky.
Yeah, right? But this is what I was going to say. He invests in miniatures. Cool, that's his jam, whatever, right? I invest in, obviously this studio was an investment, but like, what do I, I was trying to think about what I actually invest in because it's no longer phones and shit like that. Do you know what I mean?
Hmm.
With you, I don't actually know.
Well, I don't think you, I feel like you didn't really answer your own question yet though.
I don't know what I invest in. I used to buy sunglasses. Back in the day.
You did. I do remember that. Yeah, you were big on sunnies.
Yeah, but that's purely because I never had a job that where I could afford to buy decent sunnies.
Mm.
And I was always wearing survey sunnies because I worked out in the fields. And every time, like, you know, you couldn't risk wearing a pair of good sunnies out while you're lifting steel because it's shattered. So we never bought any good pairs of sunnies.
Mm.
The second I moved away from that, I bought a pair of sunnies to celebrate. Yeah. Now, what do I invest in? Do you know what I invest in? I make my own t-shirts now.
That's true.
Hoodies.
And it's a business.
Yeah, outside of those ones, like that Ric Flair tee that I made.
Oh, I get you. I
found that image of Ric Flair with the belt and the robe. I'm like, that'll look sick on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So now I'm making, instead of buying tees, like, instead of buying pop culture tees, I'm making them for myself.
Mm.
They still cost like 30, 40, 50 bucks a pop.
Do you do the design as well yourself?
Yeah. Well, as much as I can.
Yeah.
Like, I might manipulate an image, you know what I mean, or whatever. Or maybe I'll just strip an image back and put it on tee.
Mm.
Like that diamond stud singlet that I had of Scott Hall. That was an original t-shirt, which I couldn't find the original design of, so I took the actual tee and then just altered it to make it wearable.
Yeah.
So, what do you invest in? As in for downtime, personal, whatever.
Look, as sad as it is to say, I think at the moment, like probably for the last year and probably for the next 2 years, I think my investment of time is work.
Yeah, that's fine.
Which is, I don't know, it's kind of sad.
But no, it's not because we've all done it. Dude, I still do it.
Mm.
When people say to me, why don't you watch TV series? Because I weaned it out of my system of needing to watch a series and invest in it because I spend it behind a computer doing work.
I mean, I still do watch shows, but I'll put it on the second monitor.
It's outside, peripheral, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's just background noise to me.
You're not
going to
binge a whole series in a weekend.
Well, I can.
You can.
Because I can just leave it going.
No, but I mean, that's not the focus of your weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the difference.
I mean, it's sad because like I don't really have a life outside of work at the moment.
Yeah, but that's a cycle.
Mm.
It's not forever.
It feels like it's been forever.
Yeah, but it won't be.
No, hopefully not.
No, but it won't. Like, that's the whole, like, you're here tonight. Like, it won't be forever.
Yeah, but this would be like my, apart from going to the supermarket, this would be my hour.
Well, okay, circle back. That whole thing that I was talking about, the advertising thing, how it went up 185%, and I'm like, I'm not going to do this. So I cut back on that at the same time raising my prices, and because I've got the mindset of I'm not going to be doing this forever, like working 8 jobs to just make one salary. I've got to figure out somewhere to cut a few things. The phones, dropping 20 bucks, you know, 20 bucks a month across 2 phones, that's a $40 saving per month times 12. Do the maths. It's half a grand.
Yeah.
But also that 340 bucks as well now is gone, isn't it?
Which 340 bucks?
You're saying it was going from 340 to 510 or something?
Yeah.
So now that it's not even 510, it's not even 340, you just cut them off completely.
I cut them off, right?
So now you've got that money on hand too
I pulled it off, like I pulled it out completely, and then the guy's like, look, man, I hear what you're saying. I totally get your grievances. How about we offer you the same service you're getting now? We'll lower the price so it's not the new 85% increase. It's like 60 or something. Do it for 3 months and see if it changes. And we'll work on our end to try and get you getting more for your money. And then you can make a decision.
So they scammed you into staying.
They scammed me. I go, all right, mate. I go, but that's it. I go, that's the hard sell. I go, you're well played. Right? You'll have this round. I'll give you that. But 3 months. Okay, that's it.
This conversation has taught me something. If he can be convinced to
stay on,
would you like to learn about the dark green future of the 41st millennium, Dim?
What's the 41st millennium?
40K.
40K?
Yeah, Warhammer.
No.
Why?
Because I don't have time.
Sure you do.
When? Other than the fact that I'm fucking colorblind and I have hands like a
PTSD done stuff veteran. To help people with that now.
Piss off.
They have. They're called like speed paints. You literally just spray it and then you just paint it and that's it. It's like slapped together like 2 seconds.
I don't have the artistic panache.
You don't need it. The panache. That comes with time.
You have a lot of costs, right? Like maintenance costs. Do you run some kind of spreadsheet or anything to see what you're actually...
It's all up here, mate.
It's all up here. I can visualize it all.
Here's my spreadsheet. Here's my spreadsheet. You're right.
Why do you have ciggies?
What do you need?
What, you have ciggies and a condom in a box.
That's not a condom, Dicker. That's the four
from
the
ciggy. Sure.
That's not a... How is that a condom?
He's talking about speed painting. You're talking about speed wrapping. It's the foil on the darts. Speed wrap. Go.
No, I've got an Excel sheet for my main business and my cost of living stuff.
Mm.
Obviously, because I do taxes every year, so I need to have an Excel sheet of some sorts. But I've become very good at budgeting, knowing what goes in, knowing what goes out.
Okay.
Yeah. I know what I'm paying for things.
Yeah.
I'm not like, you know, when I went to a new accountant this year. I told you about that.
Mm.
I went to a new accountant and he's like, I'm missing this, this, and this from your thing, from your Excel. Okay. All right. Here you go. And here you go. It's like, oh, you got it now? Okay. Yeah, man. Here's an email. Done.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool. I thought you'd have to go away.
Is this 0, 0, 0?
Red.
Is this one that shadowed you for like 3 months?
Yeah.
You're sticking with him.
Well, I had no choice. He'd already done all the work.
For next year.
He got scammed into that too.
No.
Come to my mate Tran in Springvale.
Of course he's Tran. Tran Van? Tran Wang? What is it?
It's Tran Nan.
Oh, of course it is.
How much you make last year? 80 grand. 60 grand?
No, 80. 55.
Yeah, okay, we do 40.
35, that's it. No more. No. He'd done the work. Yeah. I'll give him that. And his return thing was fine. Like, there was no red flags. I did have one red flag, though.
Mm.
I had a tax bill.
Too much coffee?
No.
No.
I had a tax bill, and he told me what I would have to pay. I'm like, cool. That was the end of it. I got no more notifications. I got no more nothing. Then I got a letter from the ATO saying, yeah, you have to pay your tax bill. You're overdue. What? And it's on me to organize a payment plan, but I haven't done it.
Why is it on you? Wouldn't he have organized that?
Nah.
What a useless cunt.
What do you mean?
Say hello to Tran.
I think you're paying for a service. You'd think that he'd sort you out so you don't have to go out of your way.
Down the bottom on the services provided. It's like crossed out. We no longer offer that service. Terms and conditions.
If that happened to me, dude, I wouldn't.
Retainer, no. Money down.
I want an all-in-one service. I don't want to talk to the ATO. I don't want to deal with that. That's what I pay you for. Fuck that.
You know, I was going to say, I ended up buying a mouse. After
yes.
You showed us. Yeah.
No, but I got the money returned.
Oh, right.
Remember I was asking you guys?
Yeah.
I actually went home, salvaged the box, put it all together again, just as it is, crammed it all in, didn't tape anything. I just folded it all nice, tried to uncrease the box, took it back to Officeworks, because I was like, what's wrong with it? It just doesn't work. Okay, it's just terrible. Okay, I don't know what it is. It just doesn't work. It's an issue. She's... Yeah, it's fine. Go pick what you want, and then we'll run it through. So I ended up getting that keyboard and mouse. I did my own combo. So I got my own keyboard and a separate mouse. Keyboard's brilliant, right? Just all soft touch, The mouse I thought was an exact version of the same Logitech mouse that I've got for my laptop. Looks exactly the same, but the reaction response time is a lot different.
Mm.
It is the most sensitive. Like, you don't even hear it. It's silent. I've never had a silent mouse. Where I was clicking it, I didn't even know if I was clicking because it was that quiet.
Yeah.
What's your mouse like? Is it loud?
I've never noticed, so probably not.
What about you?
Same, I've never really touched.
Can you feel like the...
No.
Oh, no, it's pretty soft, yeah.
You just barely touch it.
You barely touch it? I've never had a mouse like that.
Yep.
New world. What I mean, a new world.
Welcome to the club.
Dude, I can't go back. Because I've got two mice there.
Yeah.
One... Every time I click on the other Logitech, I feel it like, ugh. Like, it vexes me, the fact that it's not as quiet as the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
After our conversation as well last time, I went through my wardrobe to find, like, old boxes. And, like, geez, there's an actual mouse and keyboard in here. That's from the old PC. I'm like, you know, the tier, like, they served me so well. I don't just want to throw them out. So I ended up passing them on to, a mate, because he's getting a new PC soon this year as well. And it was just like, yeah, just like, you know, like, pretty much the, what were they? I can't even remember now. Razer. It was a Razer mouse. And I think it was a Razer keyboard. Was it a Razer keyboard? No, I can't remember what the keyboard was. But, yeah, that's all. I just found it, and I was through the boxes out.
I went into my own head. I think it was after camping because I brought up all that nostalgia shit.
Mm.
I started looking through. Oh, my mate with the laptop, my old Veya laptop, I found my old adapter for it. So I took it to his house. We plugged it in, jiggled it a bit, and we got it working. So I actually booted up this Veya from like 10, 15 years ago. Still runs sweet, right? And I was considering fixing it to try and bring it here to use it just as a PC, just on the side for stuff. So we started going through old technology, and when I was looking for that charger, I pulled down all my tubs from my storage cage and stuff, started going through all the old tubs, and I found so much old hardware, old mice. Dude, the discs, like the spindles of CDs that you had forever,
you'd
never get rid of. I haven't looked at my CD player. My CD drive isn't even connected anymore on my tower.
Yeah, I don't even have a CD drive.
No, neither. I've never fit.
I'm assuming you've thrown all that crap out.
Oh, yeah.
Have you thrown it out?
Majority of it, like I said, I was cleaning out and I found two spindles of CDs. So like, I pushed them all the way back to the cupboard just so there's like a buffer between the wall and that. Just so if I got to reach at the back, it's a bit closer. But yeah, majority of stuff has been thrown out. I hardly have anything. I've got games still in my wardrobe and programs on discs and stuff, but who uses them?
I've been throwing those as well.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like just throwing it all out. As in,
I tried to sell them. They didn't sell. I threw them.
Don't need it.
No.
You can buy all that stuff now dirt cheap anyway. Yeah. Digital.
There were so many DVDs that I had that I ended up just downloading, you know.
I think it's a sad thing as well. Not a sad thing. I think it's
just nostalgic.
It's nostalgic, but I think the problem is it's like that archiving, which we've talked about in the past. If you go full digital, if something happens, you lose that stuff forever. All right? Now, majority of the time, you don't want to have to subscribe to five different streaming sites just so you can watch Ace Ventura on one and Ace Ventura on something else, you know, the second one. Having it on disc comes in handy, you know. You've got them there to watch at any time that you want.
But then half the time, you've got a compatibility issue. Like the disc drive on my tower is disconnected.
Yeah. You can buy portable ones now.
Yeah, yeah. Just plug it into USB.
And that's it.
Yeah, but you have to go and buy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, just get on Amazon.
I got one for $10.
Yeah.
When was the last time you watched a DVD or Blu-ray on your TV? Do you even have a player?
No.
Exactly.
PS4.
When PS5. I showed someone Ace Ventura 1 and 2, they'd never seen it.
But that's what I mean.
It was probably 2 months ago.
Mm.
Speaking of technology, here, this is what I bought today. Did the jump.
Oh, wireless?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
What is it?
JBL, wireless things.
Make me sick.
Let me explain. I've never gone wireless.
We're talking about earbuds, by the way.
Huh? Yeah. I got given a pair of, I think they were Samsung branded buds, and they worked, but they weren't the best. Right? I think they were very early models.
Yeah.
I was at Officeworks today buying a hard drive, right? And I was walking up and down and said, you know what? My hand's free. My headset has died on me, and it's probably the third one I've replaced in the last 8 months. I'm like, no, I've got to buy something. So I'm walking up and down, and the wired ones cost like $60. The premium wired ones were about $60. These were about $110. And I was just comparing them. Like, well, I need hands-free, a legitimate hands-free. Why do I not go wireless? I've always questioned it. And I said, one, because of the stability in the ears. Like, I always thought they'd fall out because of the old Samsung-branded ones. Then I thought, lifespan. They die too quickly. But you get like 10 hours out of this.
You get a lot.
Yeah? 10 hours of constant play.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, for $50, stuff it. Let's see what these wireless... And JBL's a brand I trust. I've got, you know, two speakers of JBL's I've had in my car. So I bought them. I put them in my ear. I was tilting my head like a maniac, like a KISS band member. Couldn't get them to shake out of my head.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't move.
Hmm.
to the point where I was in my car driving and I forgot I was wearing them.
Mm.
And the phone rang and I went,
Yeah.
And I was wearing both. If I was wearing one with the...
Can I have a look?
Yeah, without the... Because, you know, you can change the... what's it called?
The internal rubber.
Yeah, internal or external. Or
silicone, whatever it is. Yeah.
Right? The ones with the internal ones, they are like a tampon, man. You can't feel shit.
Mm.
Legit. Oh, man. Like, how come I haven't made the jump earlier? And it's just that fear?
Yeah.
You use these, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. For a while now.
Do you prefer them?
Oh, hands down. When I used to go for like walks and stuff with the wired ones, you'd feel them in the way, they'd pull, they'd yank,
they always pull.
You'd get stuck on clothes. Yeah, it was shit. Once I made the switch to wireless, you never go back. Once you realize like you can just plug them into your ears and they just never come out, like they just don't come out. You can go for a jog, you can sprint, they won't come out.
I've always, like the last headphones I've had, like specifically just for the iPod or whatever, were the iPod style Apple ones, you know, like the white ones, they fall out with the bare minimum movement. Yeah. They fall out.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm going to use these tomorrow, the next day. I'm going to walk from my house to the IGA to get milk or something. And I'm going to take them on the test to see, because that's a walk I did every day almost, you know, to get milk or whatever.
They won't.
Why are you against it?
Oh, I'm not. I just like to joke. I've got a pair at home as well, but I just usually use them when I'm
on the toilet.
Either painting.
If, the toilet.
If I can't be bothered because I've got the computer right next to me and I don't really want to turn it on, if I don't need to download stuff or have something on in the background, I just feel like having you know, connected to the tablet or whatever, I'll just hook them up and I'll listen to something through that. Or if I'm in bed and I just, I do I use both. I use a mixture of both at home, but I don't wear them out because I have no need to wear them other than in the house if I don't want to make noise.
I will admit I only wear one out now. Yeah. I only keep one in, keep the other one empty, just sound, so I can hear shit around me. In case someone
That's why you use the other smaller one, so you can still hear everything around you.
Yeah, you can, but I just use one.
Yeah.
So you get the same effect.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just like to have one open, just, you know, these days.
It's been like a technology week this last week, because I've bought two phones. I've got these phones coming in. I bought these today.
I know, it's like you've entered 2010.
Yeah,
amazing.
Bad.
Did you finally start using toilet paper as well?
Yes.
Stop with the towel.
Two ply.
He's upgraded.
I bought
He's upgraded from cloths.
I told you I got that the sub installed in Jan.
Yeah.
And I was driving around. I was just thinking to myself, man, I had it like not pumping, but I was listening to some hip hop or some shit, and it was like that 808.
Yeah, heavy. Yeah.
No, I could feel it like in the back of my chest. I'm like, what the fuck? And I was thinking, this is an 8-inch sub.
Yeah,
I used to drive around with like a 16-inch sub in a box and my exhaust that was like, fuck. You remember the R31?
Yeah.
You could hear it from like 800 meters away.
Yeah.
How did I drive around with that kind of noise and not die like on the road?
Well, you do ask us to repeat ourselves a lot.
Yeah, but that's because I've burnt my hearing from like amps and stuff.
Oh, I would assume it was from
And you mumble a lot too. And you've always got food in your mouth. Anyway. It brought up something that a mate of mine was saying. It was down here from Canberra, I don't know, like 6 months ago. I can't remember when it was. And it was we were talking about subs and stuff. And he said, you're right.
What?
He got emotional when I said Canberra.
No, I got something.
Speaking of which, you've got Australia Day coming up. We've seen all the flag shit. We'll move on to that in a second. This is a question, or a question. More, I need an opinion. And he made a point about a sub. And he ended up putting one installing in his car. And he said to me, like, the sell of a sub is the fact that, like, you know, if you want to crank music up loud, if you live, like, in an apartment or, like, next, you know, housing that's tight-knit with your neighbors, you can't crank music anymore because your neighbors will complain about the noise. But so the car is, like, that one release where you can just crank it and enjoy, like, this sound. He said society, and we're talking about this sort of a bit in depth, and I thought about it later, society is all about limiting and restricting now. As in, generally, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to drive a fast car to its peak and enjoy and experience that engineering, you've got to go to a track.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Whereas in the Autobahn in Germany, you can drive as fast as you want. So, it's not about, it's a safety concern, but it's not.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have fewer crashes on that thing than anyone else, yeah.
Because you just go and you go. You stay the fuck out. Because no one wants to die.
No.
You know, no one wants to stack their car. But it's when you're doing 180k an hour in a 40k zone with other people doing 40Ks and only 40Ks, that's when you stack.
Or a tight road that doesn't, you know, you shouldn't be doing, like exactly. a side street. Mm.
That's just education.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, engineering. Mm. Anyway, we're just talking about that. And I sort of, as soon as I got in the car and I cranked it for the first time, and that idiot, oh my God. Did I talk about the guy that actually installed the sub? This Brazilian guy found off Marketplace.
Hmm. I don't remember hearing this.
No. Okay.
When I why got are you getting an installer off Marketplace?
Because it was cheap.
Did he come in his underwear and a
he was on the way to where I was going. Top? So okay. I said I'd go to him. He installed it. And when I went back to pick it up, he's like, I've lowered and altered the sounds a bit on each speaker to balance this, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, cool, whatever. Right? As I've driven away, I've pulled over to have a look at the settings. The sub wasn't even active. Was that like zero? Like, what's the point of installing a subwoofer if you haven't even got it like active? What do you mean? And I've looked at all the settings. Like, he hasn't done anything. He's just lowered the sounds of everything. Makes no sense.
Yeah, what you pay for.
Yeah, anyway, it didn't matter.
You did get what you pay for.
He installed it. It works. It's fine.
It was cheap.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just thinking about that. Like, human achievement to where we are now with technology and everything we know. How many other things are there that we are self-imposed limitations? Like music, right?
Mm.
Music is an art form, mm-hmm. and it's a form of expression, and people connect differently to music.
Yeah.
Right? So it either invigorates people, it heightens emotions, saddens people, whatever. But telling someone you can't listen to your music loud because it might bother other people, isn't that a form of self-inhibition?
Well, I mean,
it's... Yeah, because you've been an obnoxious asshole.
Again, it's like you said, it's education and common sense, right? Like
consideration.
So
what else do we do that we're limiting, like, natural human...
Well, I mean, Andy's not yanking it right now.
No, because that's social. That's a social norm.
Yeah, and so is having your music loud.
Okay.
Unless you're driving down Chapel Street. Interfering with someone else's
I'm not just talking specifically about, like, the sub, but how many other things are there that we don't... Like, they're self-imposed restrictions. Is there anything else?
But as far as what? Like technology? Anything, or?
Yeah. Mm. Like speeding, like driving a car. Like, you know, what's the fastest you've ever traveled? I think we've asked you this before.
240.
240.
Yeah.
I think I've hit 230, 220 going over the Westgate in someone else's car. I wasn't driving. In Cyprus, I did it too. Yeah. Incredible experience.
Mm.
Yeah.
I did it on a track, though.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I did it in Cyprus, which is pretty much a track.
Mm.
But you paid for that experience.
No.
As in, you made the booking. It was a, what's it called?
It was an invitation.
Yeah, it was an invitational thing, you know, where it was sectioned off. It wasn't just like an illegal street
track. Exactly, yeah.
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 How many other things are there that we allow ourselves to do that sort of shit? Like the music thing, we go to music festivals.
Mm.
That's the closest thing I can think of.
Yeah.
When you go to a nightclub. Because you want to hear music and feel like that excess. Do you know
the
what I mean?
Adrenaline.
The adrenaline, yeah. What else is there that we sort of limit ourselves like that? Can you think of anything?
Mm.
Because society's about that with a lot of stuff too.
I think just the high pace stuff. So like the loud things, the fast things, the things that can hurt other people, like a shooting range, for example. You don't just go around and like practice shooting in public, like duck hunting or... Rabbit hunting and stuff like that. You don't just do that in the streets.
Unless you're in America.
There's another one today.
What?
Shooting.
Of course there is. There's one every day.
17, 19.
That's not news.
17 kids.
Yeah.
Oh, school.
Yeah.
Nah, it's still not news. What? That's a daily thing. They out shoot to the days of the year.
But the guns aren't the problem.
Nah.
Look,
more people die everywhere else around the world today.
We're not getting into that.
We've been into that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm a gun owner, and I still think they're fucking idiots. Well, not no.
What else is there?
Hang on, man.
What?
You're seriously not putting...
What?
You're seriously saying that the guns aren't an issue?
Guns are a big issue, but I will say that you can't just blanket take all the guns away. It's not going to do anything.
It's not about taking all the guns away. Well, it's about making it, what's it called? Accountability.
Oh, for sure. That's make them accountable. But I'm saying for the people that just say, just take all the guns away, it's just not going to work.
No, taking all the guns away.
No, people do.
Yeah, a lot of people there are saying take away all the guns.
They're not talking about taking away all the guns. They're talking about taking things that are like fully automatic or semi-automatic.
No, military grade. No.
But there is no military grade stuff there.
The AR, man. How is that not military grade?
It's not a military grade rifle.
Dude.
It's not.
I think it's only military grade when they do the attachment, right? Which makes it full.
The bump stock increases the automatic. Yeah.
The one that's always used is the AR. That's classified as a sports hunting rifle. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. But
it's not a military rifle.
It's classified as a sports hunting rifle.
Yeah, but it's not a military rifle.
If you physically handle it, it is a military grade weapon, John.
Every gun is then technically a military grade weapon.
My Winchester lever action 22 is not a military. Cowboys
back in 1851, it probably was.
It wasn't. It was never used
again,
in the army.
I think semi auto versus fully auto is probably going
to
be.
Do
a
they
big
have fully auto that's available to buy there?
Well, that's what he's saying. That if you add the bump stock, it basically turns it into.
Even the semi automatic weapons are military grade because it's the rate of fire, dude.
Can you kill more than one thing in 10 seconds? Basically,
yeah. More one thing. You're spraying like 10 bullets per...
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
With like a single bolt.
In that argument, the lever action, the 22 lever action I have, which is for rabbits, yeah? My old man bought that in like the late 60s or something, yeah? Cowboys used that in Westerns. The army never used it because it's literally a...
If you miss a military shot. In America had... lever actions.
Not 22s, man.
Maybe not a 22, but they still had technically lever
actions. The technology behind it was the same, yeah.
So how is that any different than to like what you're saying then?
Because no one in their right mind will take a lever action to the streets.
I think they take whatever they can.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
If they're going to kill, they're going to kill.
Okay, but you shouldn't have semi-automatic weapons in Kmart.
At the same time, like obviously shootings are less of a problem here. Stabbings are a big problem here now, these days. Stabbings are a massive problem. So what do we do about that? Do we take away everyone's knives? I mean, I don't know. How do you fix a problem that will exist even when you impose laws running red lights?
Oh, well, I have an idea.
you get scabbard.
He knows what I'm going to go to every time.
Everyone must wear armor.
You have to divert that stabbing...
Chainmail?
That stabbing intuition and direct it to the Middle East, specifically Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Everyone has a trebuchet in their backyard. Can you imagine a body corporate meeting where it's like, right, so we're building a moat next year. We're going to need this much. We're going to need a special levy, people.
levy?
We're going to have to bump it up 7%.
Do you want water in that moat or not?
We're going to bump it up 7% this year just to add some crocodiles in there.
Yeah, okay. The crocodiles are getting snippy during the winter seasons. I believe one ate another one. So we want to counter that by more feed during the rainy season.
We're going to introduce chickens.
Oh, quickly, Kingdom of Heaven. I was talking to a mate the other night, and I told him you had watched it. And he actually, in Morocco, they've got the sets still there set up. He went a few years ago just after COVID happened.
Well, it's too bad now that I've already gone.
But yeah, I just found out now. Everything is still working there. So the actual trebuchet that they use in the movie is still there, and it actually works.
They only used one. I was reading about it. They used one and then CGI'd it.
Yeah.
And all that sort of shit.
That's gold. Like, it's all just PVA for foam. All the wall and everything. But like that Gladiator, a lot of the sets that they've used for ancient world, they're all set up there in Morocco, and it's like 10 minute drive from out of this. I don't know what city he was saying.
But I have no idea.
Yeah.
Speaking actually of third world, I was talking to a mate of mine, and he was set to go to North.
You talk to a lot of mates.
Yes, he's a busy man.
I have friends. He's actually the same mate that told me to watch JFK.
Oh. Right.
Jesus God.
Maybe you don't talk to a lot of people.
It's the same one guy, the Bob Sacramento. Like, that's it. And you clowns. I got no one else. Who would tolerate
that's
this?
That's like when you ask me, get your mates to share it with theirs. I'm like, what are you talking
what
about?
Friends?
What friends do you think they have?
My avatars that run
AI pages. Hey, guys!
You know, they share those ones like on Insta and Twitter, how like they post a comment something and then they react to their own comment with a different account, but they've forgotten to sign out.
Yeah. Okay. He was set to travel to North Korea. I was actually going to do it with him.
Why?
Because it'd just be a cool place to go see Pyongyang.
Don't you have to sign off like a lot of stuff?
The
if
only
you
way
there?
To do it is to go through a travel agency, basically, that flies you out of China straight in. And you basically surrender your shit. They check what you have. Blah, blah, blah. And I was going to do it with him. And then when he started putting it together this year, I said, look, I can't. I just got back from Bali. I go, I've got no money. Like, you're going to have to count me out. He goes, all right, sweet. Because it's not cheap. It's not cheap.
Buys a sub for his car.
Didn't buy the sub. The sub was a present. The sub was a present for my birthday.
What sub?
My car.
Oh, a sub. Oh, okay.
The sub was a present. Kiss my ass. You think I would actually go and buy something
like
that?
What about the wireless headphones?
All right, so I bought one set of headphones.
And the mouse and the keyboard?
$40.
That's splurging.
New plan.
They wouldn't appreciate that in North
Korea. It's a dollar. I downgraded.
That looks like a new puffer as well.
This has been in the fridge for a year.
The puffer, I'm saying.
The puffer. That's the fun thing. All right, I'll have the smokes that my mate lives here.
The North Koreans wouldn't be appreciating all this capitalism, Dim. Dim goes away for 6 weeks, comes back talking about the means of production.
Brings a Twinkie in. He's jail.
Are you done?
The Western capitalist pig.
All right.
Dim comes back with one of those Kim Jong bowl haircuts. Clean shaven. Tats are completely gone.
Yes, a dear leader. All right.
He just walks around all the time in like...
the brown...
Mauve, like... the white shirt. Uniform.
He walks up to someone.
He salutes. You people are insane. The trip to North Korea is actually expensive.
Oh,
when you go through, like, because you got to go through this travel agent. There's no other way to do it, basically.
You got to pay for your coffin in advance.
Yeah. Mm. Well, this is the kicker, right? So my mate started planning it and he's turned around and he's called me. He goes, get this shit. I go, what happened? He got a random call from like a Jason or something, right? Some dude. And he says he works for like that travel agent company. Doesn't even say he represents him didn't even say who he represented. He just mentioned that my mate had booked it through that travel agent company. It's like, yeah, what of it? You know? Well, you're going to need like a 12 grand retainer or something like that. Because no company will ever insure you flying to North Korea.
Yeah.
So you need like a 12 grand retainer per person just in case you go missing, basically. It's like, who are you? It's like, you know, you book through this company. It's like, yeah, well, you have to pay. It's like, how do I pay? Oh, cash. Like to a direct deposit to an account. Like, you out of your mind? Like, literally, like, I'm not doing this. It's like, well, that or you lose your deposit that you've paid, you know, for the trip to North Korea.
Mm.
Like, but you're only springing this on me now. It's like, well, that's the breaks. So he's trying to work his way out of it, right? Anyway, so he called me up. He was telling me about this. And then he said, what are some other travel options, like, you know, you would consider, like me?
Go to South Korea and walk over.
Yeah, good idea. Like, go through the...
You go through China, not South Korea.
Demilitarization zone.
And they shoot you on the spot.
Yeah.
Once they bang.
Through China, they do have that border.
Yeah, you got to bribe the... there's a border. Because I know going out, you got to bribe the guards, but that's when you're running.
Yeah.
Coming in, you might have to act as a sex slave for a couple months.
Catch an Uber. Cross the border.
Work your way in. Ah, who would like the Western American bulky man?
Anyway.
Tonight.
Not sure about the accent, but we're there.
The accent. Jesus.
He's an Arabian slave owner.
Oh, is he? Okay. Yeah.
Every other
get in the
like,
car. All right, wait. No, in the boot.
In the boot. It's a three wheeler. Dim's
gas. Dim's building up in the boot.
Dim's like cramped up. It's just like a little like steel bed, and he's just like all cramped up because everything's just so tiny there.
You're done.
Oh, I can get going.
Anyway,
gets to the border. Oh, you got anything in the boot? No.
Just spray the whole thing. Four Koreans. You see him flooring it.
He's very slowly getting away.
I love his entering North Korea, but you're still talking in an Arabian accent.
Yeah, they got Arabians here and there.
They don't.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, they do. Fine.
Someone in the corner. Arabian.
Quickie, get him.
There's a snake just coming out of a basket somewhere.
I saw that in Morocco.
Did you?
Yeah, it was actually pretty funny. Anyway, my point.
Yes, your point.
He brought up he said, any other countries that we could travel to that, you know, that are left of center? So we started looking at a map and I said, how about Tajikistan?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's like, yeah.
Mongolia. Have some mammoth.
Well, we're looking at Tajikistan. And then we're looking at...
They still got the plague there, Dim.
So we're trying to figure out how to actually get into Tajikistan.
Yeah.
You can't go direct. You got to go to like Uzbekistan and fly in, or go to like Lahore and then work your way in. Like, you've basically... We're trying different routes like on the map and stuff and bookings and all that sort of shit. And basically, the cheapest, most direct way I could figure out to do it is fly to...
It's going through Lahore.
go to Agra or Delhi, then go to Lahore, fly to Uzbekistan, and from Uzbekistan, like Tashkent, go into Tajikistan.
Which one's Tajikistan again?
It's borders Pakistan, India, Uzbekistan, and Afghanistan.
Is that the one that's like the psychos?
They're all psychos.
Yeah, but like everything is a stand at the end.
Is that the one with the closed circuit media?
Yes, I think.
Or is that Uzbekistan?
That they've all got closed circuit
media. Yeah, I think they've all got.
Kazakhstan's the same.
Are they just openly welcoming like people in? Or?
Yeah, because apparently
just not letting welcoming you know people out. Letting them
starting,
out.
It's starting to become like a tourist hub because these places are all like ex-Soviet nations that have been so closed off.
But they've been taken over.
Yeah,
they have no freedoms anymore. Nah. They're not even independence anymore.
This, is that the one where like overnight, like 2 weeks ago, like something happened?
Things always happen.
Things always happen.
Okay, so
those,
basically,
yeah.
I was looking at all these, right?
Why don't you just go to China?
Can you let me finish? I was looking at all these and we're coming up with an itinerary. Why
he- He's snappy, isn't he?
Snappy. I'll give you
carby.
Have you had dinner?
Yes.
Well, I haven't, so stop giving attitude.
Eat
Twinkie. Twinkie.
I don't want your Twinkie.
It's your Twinkie.
Just eat it now and suffer for it tomorrow.
That's a Dimki. Eat your Dimki.
All right, I'll eat my Dimki later when I'm converting the audio.
No.
Still running. Okay.
Still running.
We're looking at all the itinerary, and we basically came up with a roundabout trip, 2.5 weeks.
When you say we, are you going on this trip, or are you just having fun planning
No, I want to go on this trip.
Why don't you go to Belarus?
How is this kind of the most broke guy on the planet all the time, and he's planning trips every couple of months?
So all those points.
Can you let me finish?
Can't even afford a sugar Red Bull.
Do you know what it costs to go to these countries?
5,000.
But
jack shit. Right? The flights are the most expensive.
What's
part.
Your total? What's your total so far on the trip?
A couple grand.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I can't afford that. That's two extra zeros on that.
Do you know that's 20 bucks of miniatures?
Is the paint included?
No, it's not.
That's the other thing that's a killer.
Yeah. I was thinking the paint.
Whoa.
And then the brush maintenance.
Whew. I just ordered like 4 new brushes.
Hmm.
Okay. Anyway.
Makes you hot under the collar.
I was looking at the itinerary. So we've cherry picked like Tajikistan, like, you know, Tashkent, yeah. Uzbekistan, all that sort of shit.
Yeah.
And as I'm going through like the diplomatic sort of warnings, it's like Lahore. High frequency rate of terrorism.
Very good.
Tajikistan. Civil unrest. You know what I mean? Every single place that we were looking at outside of Agra, where the Taj Mahal is, every other place was like high level of terrorism, high level of civil unrest.
Like you're playing Total War, reading descriptions of the country.
I was just looking at it. I said to my mate, like, we really going to do this? Like, yeah. I'm like, really? It's like, fuck yeah. Look, they don't really fuck with tourists, though. Like, and we're too, like, pretty nondescript.
Wouldn't you think they do fuck with tourists so that they can capture you and be like, hey, give us some money?
Well, I was going to say, we're not going to rock up with, you know, we've got some street sense between the two of us. We're not going to be rocking up wearing, like, labels and shit. We'll be in stubby shorts.
Take those two men hostages.
Yeah.
No, we're good.
No, it's not like we're worth money. We don't look it.
No, but the government might pay for you.
Which government? Our government?
Yeah.
Nah.
They take you hostage, put the demands in.
Because a lot of these places you can't get travel insurance to go.
So that's kind of worrying.
Yeah, exactly.
What would it take for you guys to go there?
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, the reasons you just stated,
yeah,
really.
But knowing that Westerners are pretty much untouched.
I wouldn't take that chance.
If you're in the main city, in the tourist hub, you're fine. As long as you don't look like you've got gold coins coming out of your ass.
How can you say that if you haven't been there?
Well, that's the point of going.
Technically,
Bali's a hub for terrorism. I still went to Bali.
Yeah, but it's not Lahore.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Seinfeld? Isn't scalping illegal? Well, yeah. No. So we're looking at it. It's sort of like if we do it, it'll be like rucksack sort of specs, like, you know, you take your phone, you take your wallet, you take your passport, a bit of cash just in case you need it for whatever reason. But, you know, we're not going with, like, you know, denim jeans and jackets and shit.
Giorgio Armani on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, keep it as basic as possible. So if we have to ditch a bag, we ditch a bag. Big fuck.
Why would you have to ditch a bag?
For whatever reason, if we lose a bag somewhere.
Civil unrest, coup.
No, but if a bag goes missing, you're not going
to. Still a loaf of bread.
Mm. Mummy, mummy, why does that man get a loaf of bread and we have to wait 16 hours?
I've watched a bunch of docos, right, of like Lonely Traveler sort of shit where people go into these cities and countries. It's appealing. There's all this ex-Soviet like architecture. If you go into north of Tajikistan, there's Alexander the Great ruins, man, because he made it through there.
I think I've seen that on YouTube.
Yeah. I want to go see that, man. I want to go to the north of Tajikistan and find Alexander the Great relics. It's appealing. It's a road that's not traveled, you know. Like, how many times can you go to Byron Bay? Like, fuck me.
How many times have you been to Byron Bay?
I don't know, once.
Do you remember it?
Yeah. Okay, you've been to Hawaii multiple times, yeah?
Twice. I'd go back again.
Okay, I'm not saying that you wouldn't go back. But, like, with me, right, I've been to Thailand twice. I don't want to go to Thailand again.
You don't go to Thailand.
I don't want to go to Thailand.
Go to Japan.
I kind of like you. I don't want you disappearing.
What do you care? You come back and move into my studio.
That's true. I'll just sell
it. No one's making payments. No one's going to be making the payments.
My estate will cover it once I'm gone. So the house got sold. His bike got sold. That'll cover about 3 years in the studio.
Now, who's taking on all his debt?
Oh, no. We're not here for that. We're here for a good time, not a hard time. You just clear the fridge out, take all the Red Bulls.
Quick. I think Dan is coming back.
Before the liquidators come in, just empty the fridge.
Do you want the soundproofing?
Nah. Put it on the bonfire.
I'll take the mirror.
The mirror and the bell.
And the bell. Bell.
No, but honestly, it's a trip that we're looking at. It's appealing. I'd love to see the architecture, this ex-Soviet gritty shit, because you're never going to see it anywhere
else. There's just a lot of, like, as long as you prepare yourself and be aware of, like, all the scams that they try and run there, and they do target tourists for these scams.
For scams, yeah. As long as you put your foot down and say no, you know, as long as you don't go down some alleyways. Dude, I was in Bali, right, and trying to hard bargain some slides, you know, some fake-ass slides, right? And we got it down to, like, something reasonable. Then this dude comes out. He's like, hey, I got some shorts and shit, like, down here if you want to come. I'm like, all right, why not, right? And I felt like I wanted a pair of shorts.
You know, anyway. I'm learning a lot about you today.
Why?
You get scammed very easily.
No, I don't.
He does.
He does, doesn't he?
What are you talking about?
I've heard like 4 scams today so far.
I said, all right, okay, I'll humor this guy. I'll go suss it out.
Why do you think I get him to play so many games?
Play anything. I don't play anything.
Sure you did.
So, I go to this guy's shop. He pulls out these shorts, la, 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 like knockoff Nikes, knockoff Adidas. Yeah, yeah, cool, blah, blah, blah. How much, man? Oh, no, wait, no, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Size. I go, big, right? Big, clearly.
Like, Godzilla.
Yeah. How much?
Godzilla.
Gives me his price. And I went, brother, I go, I can get it legit in Melbourne for less than what you're charging me for a fake one. Are you out of your mind? No, you told me. I go, nah, man. I go, you started too high. Okay, if you started somewhere reasonable, you saw me bartering with this other guy over the slides. Okay, you know I'm not a pigeon, you know, walking off the street. You started too high. You disrespected me. Take it easy. And I walked out. I didn't give a shit.
Tim's having a full conversation. This kid can't speak a word of English. Tim's like, listen, let me tell you, explain to you what's going on here. The kid's
let
like-
Let me mansplain.
I'm sorry?
Some dude, man. He could understand English. But I just said, brother, you started too high. You disrespected me. I'm out. And I just walked off. I got no problem doing that. This guy's like 4 foot. What's he going to do, man?
Shank you.
Nah, I remember when I was in Italy and it was, yeah, in Italy. And the first time I went with Maria, and she was saying, she was bragging about how she could, like, haggle the bags down and all that stuff. Like, oh, yeah, all right. And so, as a point, she went up to one, the first one that went up to her, and she haggled the bag down from, it was 90 euro to 10 euro. Just to prove a point that she knew what she was doing. As soon as they heard her talk Italian, they groaned, like, ugh. They knew they got
They weren't going
to
win.
They weren't going to win 90 from 90 euro to 10 euro.